Genesis chapter 1. In beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without shape, and empty, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day, 0 AH 4042 BC. And God said, Let there be a firmament, crystal dome, sky in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, crystal dome sky, and divided the waters which were under the firmament, crystal dome sky, from the waters which were above the firmament, crystal dome sky. And it was so. And God called the firmament, crystal dome sky, heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together to one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grasses, the herbs yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruit after their kinds, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grasses, and herbs yielding seed after their kinds, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament, crystal dome, universe of the heaven, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament, crystal dome, universe of the heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the sun to rule the day, and the moon to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament, crystal dome, universe of the heaven, to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life souls, and birds that may fly above the earth in the open firmament, crystal dome sky of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature soul that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly, after their kinds, and every winged bird after its kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creatures' souls after their kinds, cattle and crawling things, and beasts of the earth after their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after their kinds, and cattle after their kinds, and everything that crawls upon the earth after their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion, rule, control over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every crawling thing that crawls upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. He created them male and female. And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish, fill full the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion, rule, control over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, Look, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it will be for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that crawls upon the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Genesis chapter 2. And so the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their host multitude. And on the seventh day Saturday, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day Saturday from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day Saturday, and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations, records of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord Jehovah God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, because the Lord Jehovah God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord Jehovah God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord Jehovah God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord Jehovah God had caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided, and became four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is the one which goes around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good, there is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same as the one that goes around the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord Jehovah God took the man, and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you may not eat of it, because in the day that you eat of it you will surely die." And the Lord Jehovah God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." So out of the ground the Lord Jehovah God had formed every beast of the field, and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper suitable for him. So the Lord Jehovah God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up its flesh. And the rib, which the Lord Jehovah God had taken from man, he made a woman, and brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, female man, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother, and will cling to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent snake was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord Jehovah God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent snake, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you may not eat of it, neither may you touch it, or you will die." And the snake said to the woman, "You will not surely die. God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be as gods, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit, and ate, and gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made for themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord Jehovah God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord Jehovah God among the